Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 124 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. And hopefully that this episode is not what you use to put yourself to sleep at night. But if you need to use my voice, that's fine. So this week, we're going to jump right into it. Sleep better and feel better. Now, I will raise my hand and say that I have not always slept well. And so I'm going to give you some tips as we get into this for some things that you can do. Maybe some of you already try this. Maybe some of you have tried it before. But I'm going to encourage you, just like I encourage myself, to continue to try to do these things so we sleep better at night. Now, why is sleep so important? For some of you, maybe you've just wanted to skip over this episode, or you thought, I know about sleep, or I sleep fine. But let's talk a little bit about why sleep is so important, right? Because sleep is essential to maintaining physical and mental health. Without sleep, we can literally be taking minutes and even hours off of our lives. We don't like to think of it that way, but research and studies have certainly shown that. And so we want to be able to sleep and sleep well each night. Every week, right, I come on here and we're talking about the brain. We're talking about how you can get better, with yourself, with your daily activities, with your relationships, with all of those things. And really, it can start with better sleep. So what are some of the benefits, some of the things that are affected by sleep, right? The brain is one that I love to talk about. Sleep is critical for brain function. Study after study after study tells you and will show you that sleep is critical for brain function. Lack of sleep can lead to being forgetful, tired, and heaven forbid, some of us are irritable, right? But that's true. We don't sleep, and we kind of compound nights of not sleeping, even if, and I think this is interesting too, right? Even if it's not the proven factor, don't we sometimes just go, oh, well, I haven't slept well, so I'm just irritable. I haven't slept well, so I'm in a bad mood. I haven't slept well, so I'm forgetful. We blame it on that anyway, right? But studies actually show that that is true. So that's why you want to get some good sleep, the brain. Number two, the heart. Studies have shown that people who don't get 6 or more hours of continual sleep at night are 50% more likely to have or to die of heart disease. Again, a reason why you want to sleep at night. Does it have to be 8? No, it says 6. 6 or more. Okay? So the brain, the heart. Number three, your immune system. The lack of sleep can cause the immune system to become weak, increasing a person's risk of becoming sick or having a longer duration of illness if you become sick. Okay? So again, why is it so important? The brain, the heart, your immune system. You want to keep your immune system up. And then finally, weight. Right? Not getting the proper amount of sleep can increase body weight. A person is awake longer, consumes more calories more often. You go to sleep later at night. You tend to eat more at night, and then you're not able to sleep. So what we eat, right, and we've talked some about food and diet. I haven't gotten into that a whole lot here, but certainly what we eat can also affect good sleep. Okay? According to the Sleep Association, the Mediterranean diet has been associated with heart health as well as better sleep. So what's the Mediterranean diet? My wife loves it. It includes, right? Here's what the Mediterranean diet includes, in case you don't know. Fresh foods, plenty of fruits and vegetables, okay? Whole fresh foods. You stay out of that middle aisle, right? I like to go organic, but organic grains, potatoes, beans, nuts, seeds, olive oil as a primary fat source. You can do, again, some local products like eggs. You can do fish, poultry, things that are low to moderate amounts of fish. You know, you want to be careful with where you're getting your fish from, where you're getting your poultry from, where you're getting your meat from. Limit your red meat, especially when you're on the Mediterranean diet, right? The other thing as it affects sleep is that foods that are part of the Mediterranean diet are rich in serotonin, melatonin, which produce sleep or promote sleep, vitamin D. All of these may enhance sleep. So you can think about that as well, right? Google, look up a Mediterranean diet, see if you could start eating some of those foods. May help you sleep better. Probably going to digest them better. You're going to be more restful at night. Okay. So here are some thoughts on what you can do, what you can try for a more restful sleep. Some of these may help, some of them may not help, but they're worth a try, especially if you're not getting the type of rest that you want to get. One, go to bed at the same time every night and have a bedtime routine. So not only go at the same time every night, but also have a bedtime routine. Can you read a little bit? Can you, you know, do you brush your teeth at the same time? Do you get in bed at the same, all of that stuff, whatever your routine is. So try not to nap, or at least for long periods of time during the day. Now, there is some research that says a power nap is great, you know, so if you need a 15-minute power nap, fine. But just don't nap a lot and a long time during the day. Limit your caffeine intake in the afternoon and the evening, right? Because those stimulants can keep you up at night. I love black coffee, but I try to drink one, maybe 1.5 cups a day now, and I cut those off after 10:30, okay? So remember that. Limit your caffeine intake. Moderate alcohol consumption, right? It can throw off your sleep cycles, even if it makes you sleepy at first. There can be a lot of sugar in it. You might feel sleepy, but then it affects you sleeping later. Avoid screen time in bed. Turn those blue screens off. Research shows that you should turn them off an hour before you go to bed. Okay? So some of you that sleep with the TV on, if you sleep great, good, go for it. But if you don't sleep great, turn that TV off. Disconnect from your phones. Put your phones away. Right? Again, don't eat too late. So cut off. A lot of studies suggest after 7 o'clock. You know, some of you may or may not be able to do that, but if you're not sleeping and you want to sleep better, it's worth a try. Exercise before 2 p.m. Hopefully you're getting up. Hopefully you're doing some movement. Hopefully you're getting, you know, out of the house or out of the office, but try to do it before 2 p.m. Help you sleep better. This can be important. Create a dark, cool room. Research, again, suggests that the cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. Somewhere around 68 degrees is optimal. Some of you may say, well, that freezes me. Well, put an extra blanket on, you know, especially if you're not sleeping, right? Be willing to try it. Put blackout curtains up if you don't have blackout curtains. Maybe you want to paint the walls a little darker color. Whatever you need. And then the last, use some earplugs, use some background noise, like a fan. That will help you sleep. You know, whatever encourages you to relax, I encourage you to try it. So I would also say move your phone, right? Keep your phone away from the bed. But if you leave your phone around because you're, you know, you're afraid of a call or you're afraid of an emergency or something, I like to use my phone as my sound machine. There's a free app called iDream. That's what I use every night. I turn it on. There's 3 or 4 or 5 different sounds that you can use. And every night you can turn that on. I like Brown Noise, but there's a lot of different ones that, again, that are free. And you can turn your ringer off if you're, I mean, depending on if, you know, the type of sleeper you are. But if the phone rings, even if it's on vibrate, so the ringer's off and the brown noise is on, the noise stops, automatically wake up. I just do. So if my phone's ringing, I know that, you know, or if my sound machine stops, I know it's my phone ringing. So that's just a way that I can leave my phone in a way where I can still, you know, if your kids call, or if your parents call, or if you've got something that, you know, work related, you need to make sure you have your phone on. You can still do that. You can even move it on the other side of the room, and maybe that will trigger you to wake up. You know, if you've got a fan, I love sleeping with a fan. So all of those. So for those more restful sleep nights, try some of those things. Pick out one or two and see if it works for you. And remember that it's going to help your brain. It's going to help your heart. It's going to help your immune system. It's going to help your weight. And my guess is it will even help your relationships, because the more you're rested, the more you can sleep, the more you can relax, the better you're going to show up. The better you're going to show up for yourself, the better you're going to show up for those around you, and the better you'll be able to move forward on your goals and your dreams. Well, that's what I've got for you this week. So if you need me, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Go to drdarrenwilson.com. Can't wait to see you next week. Take care, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.